This podcast replay is brought to you by Choice Mortgage Bank. Fixed rates at an all-time low. Call Michael, 561-441-2730. Refinance or lower those monthly payments. Get off the fence. Stop renting. Call 561-441-2730. As last night, the Browns defeat Pittsburgh 21-7, and only the Browns, right? It had to be the Browns. You have a moment that there was so much heat on them, heat on Freddie Kitchens and everything going on. You have that opportunity to do something about it. And you now are beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 21-7, a team that has terrorized you. And this is how you go about it. And you ruin your moment. And you had it all controlled. This was at... There was nothing left in the game. You did it at a moment where the game meant nothing. Myles Garrett, dude, you are kicking their ass 21-7. You don't need to go overboard. Just tell them, hey, schmucks, look at the scoreboard. Now get the hell out of here. That's what you do to them. You had the moment, and you ruined it. Let's hear from Myles Garrett last night addressing the media.
What I did was foolish, and I shouldn't have allowed myself to slip like that. That's out of character, but a situation like that where, you know, it's an emotional game, like Larry said, and allow myself to fall into those emotions, you know, with the last play and what happened. I heard my whole team what I did, and, you know, that could come back to bite us, and I don't know what kind of repercussions I'll face, but, you know, got to be better.
Well, now you've been suspended indefinitely. Now you know what you're facing. What kind of a night that guy had last night, I wonder. Must have laid in that bed going, what the hell did I do to my career? Because here's a guy that's known as a hell of a player. Now this will follow you around forever. That's sad. Sad. And he's never really shown to be this kind of player. He completely lost it last night. The ownership, by the way, for the Browns said, we are extremely disappointed in what transpired last evening at the end of our game. Jimmy and Dean Haslam said, there is no place for that in football, and that is not reflective of the core values we strive for as an organization. We sincerely apologize to Mason Rudolph and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Myles Garrett has been such a good teammate and a member of our organization and community for the last 3 years, but his actions last night were completely unacceptable. We understand the consequences from the league for his actions. And, I mean, it is what it is, man. You got to do the right thing here if you're the league. And the league responded. Now, listen, the heat that is going to come down on the league now is incredible because, again, you've got kids that are watching all of this. And they're the ones that are going to emulate all the stuff that goes out on the field, on the pitch, on the ice, on the hardwood. Whatever you guys are doing, they're going to copy. You're shooting. Why do you think we've got Trey Young shooting 40-foot three-pointers now? Who do you think inspired him? Some guy named maybe Steph Curry? Now, that's a good thing. But that's my point. And you don't want this because then they emulate that. They'll emulate the bat flip, which there's nothing wrong with a bat flip. But I'm just saying, the littlest things to the most egregious things, they will end up emulating all of that. I will tell you this. One of the things I hated about watching the lowlights last night or this morning is that it followed up with UM and FIU. And their brawl. And it showed a couple of other brawls. And this is what you get stuck with, right? And UM has stuck, and FIU is stuck with that brawl forever. And it's on film. Now Myles Garrett is stuck with this. Baker Mayfield, the team's quarterback, he certainly wasn't happy. And I got to give him credit. He responded in a stand-up fashion.
said it on the field after, it's inexcusable. He knows that. There's no other way around it. He's going to own up to it. He's going to handle it. And this locker room is going to have to come together, because this is going to be a soap opera on the outside, much like the media has portrayed us to be from the whole season. So we have to be a disciplined team. We have to address it. We have to handle it. We have to come together. Instead of feeling like we just won a game that we really needed, it feels like we lost. And so it's going to take time for us to realize that we just won this game.
There you go. That's Baker Mayfield, and he's right. Now, the circus has nothing to do with the media. You guys have made the circus, okay? Odell's the one fighting with another dude on the field, and Freddie Kitchens has got no control, and you're the most penalized team in the NFL, and you are 4-6, right? 4-6 after all the hype. It has nothing to do with the media. But I love when they want to blame the media for their shortcomings and their screw-ups. It's not the media that is swinging a helmet at Mason Rudolph's head. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not the media using a helmet to hit Mason Rudolph on the head. Let me phrase it the right way now. But you can blame us if you want there, Baker. But at least I give Baker credit. Didn't make excuses for his teammate. Didn't cover up. None of that. You can't cover this up. You can't make excuses for this. Not Myles Garrett, not the ownership, and Freddie Kitchens. Let's hear from the head coach. He was not happy about last night's actions.
We've got 5 seconds to go in the game. That can't happen. We've got 5 seconds to go in the game. The biggest game that this team's won in a... Never beat Baltimore and Pittsburgh in the same year. Since they've been in 1999. And then we've got to talk about this. So there's 52 other guys in that team, on the team, that hurt. And it's going to hurt moving forward. So we don't condone that.
All right, but Freddie, your team makes all kinds of stupid mistakes in every game. You guys are the most penalized team in the NFL. That means you are undisciplined. That means your team does not actually think before it acts. And guess what happened last night? A guy that didn't think before he acted and took it to an extreme. The question is, does this fall on Freddie? And it does. Of course it does, because it's your team that is falling apart. It's your team that is committing all the penalties. It's your team making all those mistakes. So it falls on you. I'm watching the Miami Dolphins, who have less talent than everybody else. I'm pretty consistent about it. I killed Gase for the mistakes and the penalties last year and the year before, and I've killed other coaches for the same thing. Because it's on coaching. I killed Manny Diaz the first couple of games for the mistakes and a ton of penalties. And what have we been saying about Manny Diaz the last couple of weeks on the penalties? We have been giving him credit now, right? Because he and his staff fixed that issue. Because it's all coaching. Discipline and how your team acts is all on coaching. If you have an outlier, if you have one situation that shows up, that can happen on any team, the most disciplined team in the world. That's a mistake. That's a rarity. That's fine. You can point it out. It's an outlier. Never happens. But if you see, like you've seen with the Browns all year long, that they had a player thrown out in that game. Before Myles Garrett. So there you go.
This is right in their wheelhouse. This is what they do.
It's been their MO.
Let me ask you a question, though. Considering what they got to do, you need this guy the rest of the year. Where the game's at, should he even be on the field with 2 minutes left? This guy's your most important defensive player.
Myles Garrett?
Yeah. Maybe you should have him on the sideline.
Well, I mean,
in case, God forbid, an injury.
But then you're going to bench half the players on that defense. You know what I mean? Because they've got some important players on defenses. He's not the only one.
Well, they are. The defense is.
But there's 5 seconds left. Come on, man. Just behave.
Right, right.
Behave. It's five more seconds. That's all. Whatever happened in that, because if you look at the play, it's an aggressive sack.
Yeah.
And then the Mason then responds in his aggressive way, which, and you're going to try to rip somebody's helmet off. They're going to get pissed. And then he got pissed, but he got pissed to an extreme that he shouldn't have gotten pissed. And so it falls on Myles Garrett. Everybody's guilty here. Now, let's not, I don't want to make it sound like Mason Rudolph is completely, now, I'm not going to go to the extreme and the stupidity that Josina Anderson did. She sent out a tweet last night with no proof, no nothing. She just assumed. She goes, well, I know Myles Garrett. He never, I'm paraphrasing because she deleted the tweet. I know Myles Garrett, and he never acts like that. Something must have gone on. Rudolph must have said something. So basically, she was kind of insinuating that he said some kind of a racial slur or something like that. She quickly deleted it. It was irresponsible because you're now insinuating something that you have no proof about. And it's probably not even true. It's just football players act like idiots sometimes. And those guys were acting like idiots yesterday. And whether Mason Rudolph was frustrated that Myles Garrett was planting his ass into the ground after a 21-7 defeat, well, Mason Rudolph has no place anywhere to try to rip off Myles Garrett's helmet. So he's not right in any way, shape, or form. Now, Myles Garrett, the way he responded, clearly was unacceptable. And then you got Marquise Pouncey kicking Rudolph, who's under the pile.
Well, first there was a couple of overhand rights.
Right.
He went down, and then Pouncey ran around to get on the backside of Garrett and kicked the top of his head.
Let's hear from the other side. Let's hear from the Pittsburgh side. Mason Rudolph talking about the incident.
I thought it was pretty cowardly, kind of pretty bush league, which, you know, there's plenty of tape out there to watch. I haven't seen it replay, but yes, I really haven't seen it, anything like that yet.
And it is cowardly. There's no doubt about it that it's a cowardly move. You're a defensive dude. Come on, bro. You don't need a helmet to fight Mason Rudolph. If you want to fight him, then go fight him. That's all. It's bad. It's wrong, too. But I'm just saying, what you don't do is grab the helmet and try to clock somebody over the head. And you could end up, you know, you can make somebody a vegetable, basically, with the right hit over the head with that helmet. And the power of Myles Garrett, not your power or mine. Because we could do damage with a helmet to somebody, no doubt. But Myles Garrett? Myles Garrett might be able to rip half your head off with that helmet. With the kind of power that guy has. Those are strong people that we're talking about.
You know something, though? Think about this. If he doesn't have the outside of the face mask and swing the way he did and catch him with the back end of the neck and earpiece, if he's got the inside of the face mask,
yeah,
then the front of the helmet,
yeah,
the most of the plastic would have been exposed, and he would have hit him right on the top with the crown.
Yeah.
I mean, he's lucky.
Yeah, no doubt. Everybody's lucky here because it would have been really, really ugly. Let's hear from Marquise Pouncey, the dirty one. The funny part is we only have stuff on his reaction. I didn't see anybody ask him about how he acted in that fight. Let's go.
Marquise, should Garrett be done for the year for what he did?
Absolutely. 100%. We'll see how serious the NFL is about their players.
Well, you should be done for the year too, bro. I mean, your cowardly act was disgusting, too. Somebody said that they gave him 3 games. I have not seen anything on Pouncey.
So he doesn't get a little bit of I shouldn't say a pass, because he should get something for what he did. But he's kind of defending his guy.
There's no defense. You're not defending anybody that's under a pile.
Right.
You're not defending anybody, okay? If Mason Rudolph was pounding Myles Garrett on the floor and then he went to kill him or kick him or hit him or whatever, then he's defending Myles Garrett because Myles Garrett is getting his ass kicked. Mason Rudolph was under everybody getting his ass kicked, and he was just piling on. So it was a cowardly act, is what it is. It's basically a sucker punch, is what he did. Multiple sucker punches. That you surprise somebody and they have no way of defending themselves. That's what Marquise Pouncey did. It was absolutely cowardly. Look it up and see if they did anything to Marquise Pouncey, because somebody put here on the text that he got three games. I'm trying to look it up here. I don't see anything about Marquise Pouncey getting suspended, which he should. I have no problem. Marquise Pouncey, for me, should also be suspended for the year. I have no problem with that. Let's see. I am not seeing anything right now. I'm trying to look it up to see if we got anything on Marquise, but I see nothing at all. Let's see what we got here on the text line here on YouTube. Matt says, incredibly, terribly coached team. They had one drive with four penalties. Yeah, I know. You saw that. And multiple dirty hits. Browns will be inconsistent garbage with that coach, no matter the talent. Freddie has been proven that he is in over his head. User Stone 6060 says, they should suspend Mason one game. You know what? I don't have a problem with that. Suspending Mason for one game, because what he did also was wrong. And he could have injured somebody too. The way he was trying to rip off the helmet, you could injure somebody like that also. Let's see what else.
Okay. In addition to Steelers center Marquise Pouncey, who has been suspended for three games, Browns defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi has been suspended for one game. He's the one that ran in and smacked Mason after pouncing the other guy, got Garrett going toward the back end of the end zone.
All right, so Pouncey three games and Ogunawa
Ogunjobi, one game, and each franchise.
Oga your mama, Oga you this, Oga that, whatever. He got one game. Okay.
Each franchise has been fined $250,000.
Okay.
And the NFL has said that additional discipline will be coming.
Good.
Which is guys coming off the sideline, running out on the field.
Right. Definitely. But Pouncey did not get enough. Three games is not enough for Pouncey. I would like to see Pouncey suspended for the year and maybe into next season also, just because he's such a lowlife. They went on. This is the guy that said free Hernandez. This guy's a moron. Looks like the Finns win when we play the Browns. Blood in the water for Flores. Go get him, coach. If we win Sunday, do we talk playoffs this year? The Truth chimes in, says, love the show, Big O. I appreciate that. Thank you, The Truth. I appreciate it. Appreciate all of you for supporting us and the incredible amounts of downloads that you guys are providing always. Thank you for that. But listen, in the end, I give credit to the NFL. They brought the hammer down quickly. They didn't allow this thing to drag on, which you have to understand this. The NFL doesn't want this to drag on. Because that's normally what happens. Bullygate, Inflategate, Kaepernick, you name it. All these NFL stories, they drag on forever. And this is such a black eye that happened on Thursday Night Football that they want to kind of put the kibosh to this. Because if you wait a week to make a decision and say, well, we're investigating, we're going to interview the players, we're going to interview everybody's talking about it. Now you lay down the law, it kind of puts an end to everything almost. And then they'll just get, now we'll get the reaction for a day or two, and then we turn the page and move on. And everybody will forget about Myles Garrett until next year. That's a smart part about what the NFL did, because normally they're really stupid about all these things, and they mishandle everything. But like I've told you already, they're Teflon. Nothing sticks to them. Nothing brings them down. Nothing hurts them. Nothing drags this league down at all. Every year, the revenues continue to go up. Every year, the interest in football continues. And in fact, it grows because it's growing worldwide. Okay?
Oh, we got one more soundbite. Cam Hayward, and it is interesting because remember, these teams face off in just 16
days. 16. I thought it was 13.
Today It's 2 days plus 2 weeks. 16 days from today.
All right.
Okay. Ready?
Uh-huh.
I'm all about being competitive, but I had to be one of the stupidest things I ever saw.
Should he be suspended for the
Yes,
league?
Hands down. And I told those other players on the other side, y'all better handle that.
Well, there you go. And of course that it doesn't matter if Miles is not on the field. That game is one that they are going to have maybe two extra referees on the field. They should give extra flags to all the referees.
Security.
There should be all kinds of stuff because that's going to be one of those games that's going to be pretty touchy. Okay, it's one of those that
is this must see TV? Oh, 16 days from just to
see it. Yeah, just to see the possible the possible disaster. Yeah, I could see why it could be that.